A civil rights activist who co-founded the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in 1960 and participated in the Freedom Rides as well as the Selma movement is speaking in Great Barrington tonight. Dr. Bernard Lafayette will give a lecture at Bard College at Simon's Rock at 7, detailing the civil rights movement and current social change efforts. Lafayette spoke with WAMC about his continued work setting up nonviolent centers and programs around the world.
We look at it in a holistic way. Not just one incident or one pattern of segregation, but we look at it holistically. And looking at it holistically, what we do is see where the cracks are. There were cracks in the system. And what we simply did was expand those cracks until we were able to break down the walls of segregation. But we have to take one crack at a time. If we can get legal change, that's one thing. But you have to go not only to the law and changing those legal forms of segregation and discrimination and oppression, but you have to also help to change the behavior of people. Because you can change the law, but if the people continue to practice the same thing, then the law doesn't make a difference.
During tonight's event, you plan to talk about errors made during the civil rights movement in the 1960s. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, one of the errors we made was not to realize that once we made the change, like voter registration and people being able to participate in voting, we had to sustain that. And for, not just for that particular generation in that day, but we had to institutionalize it in the sense that suppose we had put into place a monthly training session or citizenship education, people would be better off. They would know how to participate in government. They'll know how to appreciate the fact that whenever our elected officials vote on particular bills or legislation, that they represent us. And many times we don't even know what they're voting for. How can they represent us if we don't know what they're voting for? And so my point is a monthly session in each county where people would come together and people would look at what's going on with the government and how the budget is being used. Then we can determine whether or not this represents us. We all have to pay taxes, but the question is, how is our tax money being used and for what purpose? So therefore, we should have set up citizenship education, just like we have, you know, if you're going to drive a car, okay, you have to have driver's education and you have to, you know, pass the test and that kind of thing, et cetera. You have to know what the laws are and the rules and regulations. So therefore, in running the government, if we are the people supposed to be the government, then we got to learn how, you know, to run it. So that was an error that we made. We should not have allowed them to take civics out of our public education system.
Are you able to draw any comparisons between the actions in the 1960s and what's happening now with the Black Lives Matter movement and similar efforts?
Yes. One of the things that they realized is we have to take action so that a problem can be visible. If people don't know about the problem, then they can't even begin to give their attention to it. So the active, you know, visibility, media coverage, education, we have to take every opportunity to make people aware of these problems. So Black Lives Matter helps them to raise the conscience of people and there are people who counter and say, well, not only Black Lives Matter, what about all lives? So what we're saying is that's true. All lives matter. So therefore, Black lives also matter. Our young people are ready to make change, no question about it. They are standing up, and they realize that if they don't take a stand, they will be destroyed. And so therefore, what we've got to do is to support them in their movement. It's not our movement now. It's their day. And just like when we worked in the 60s, to help bring about those changes. We got support from adult groups and elders, as they called us. We have got to give that kind of support to them and help them make a better future. And they have the ability, they have the skills, they have the knowledge and the technology, and all they need now is the philosophy and the strategy and the training.